The views and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the speaker and don't necessarily represent those of the station, its staff, management, or ownership.
Good morning, Hudson Valley, and welcome to the Weekend Chamber Sunrise Show, brought to you by Caremount Medical. I'm Frank Castella Jr., President and CEO of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and I'm joined this morning by my co-host, Mr. Rich Kleban, the Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Frank. Happy September.
I can't believe we're here in September already.
We were talking last week. It was happened to be your birthday last Sunday, but it was the end of the fair, and it kind of still felt like summer. Somehow we have transitioned to fall, it seems like. You know, it's people are going back to school. I know my kids are getting all ready to go back to school, and it feels like once you get back from Labor Day, it's time to get going. You know,
I'm still in fair mode.
Well, I know you.
I could go for another roast beef sandwich or a chicken and pita
milkshake.
Milkshake's
good.
Yeah, that's how you wash it down.
Well, the fair was a great success for us. You know, we had our consumer expo up there. We had chamber members up there all week. I know it was a success for the Dutchess County Agricultural Society and the county fair that was up there. So we appreciate them having us there, letting our chamber members have booths there all week. That was a great event for us.
It certainly was indeed. And now August is gone and September is here, Rich, and we've got a whole slate of opportunities for our members and or guests to come on out and support the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce and their members. And I know Rich is looking for our schedule of events here, shuffling through the papers, but
I got it.
I know that we have events coming up, Rich, because we don't go a day without them.
Yes, you make us work. You know, we do want to mention that we had our business after hours last week, Wednesday, at the Millbrook Vineyards and Winery. We want to thank them for that. That was a great event, and thank our sponsors, Bank of Millbrook, DCH Wappinger Falls Toyota, Mackey Butts and Wise LLP, and Meyer Contracting Company. We're going to start off our event calendar this week on Thursday. Thursday morning is our business education seminar. We took a couple of months off for the summer for our business education seminar, but we're getting right back at it. Again, this Thursday, 7:30 in the morning at the Chamber's offices, 1 Civic Center Plaza. Our monthly business education seminar this month will focus on the benefits of how to obtain certification as a woman or minority-owned business. And there's so many folks out there who are looking, whether they're entrepreneurs or they're looking to go out on their own. So anyone who does business with any folks who are looking to start up businesses or they themselves are looking to obtain certification, again, as a woman or minority-owned business, great opportunity for them coming up again this Thursday morning, 7:30 to 9 at our chamber offices, 1 Civic Center Plaza, on the fourth floor. We want to thank our sponsors for that, Stenger, Roberts, Davis, and Diamond, and Mel and Associates CPAs. We'll have a light breakfast. So please do register for that event if you're interested in coming. Then on also on Thursday in the afternoon, we're going to have a ribbon cutting. We'll break out the big scissors and go down to Beacon, where we will be celebrating the grand opening of Bright Smiles of Beacon. They are located at 616 Route 52. And again, we'll be there at 4 o'clock on Thursday to celebrate their grand opening. We have another ribbon cutting coming up on Friday. We will be with our friends from Impact PR and Communications at noon, and they are celebrating the grand opening of their new office space that is located at 2 LaGrange Avenue, Suite 209 in Poughkeepsie. And that's, again, happening at noon on Friday. Come out and wish Philomena Finelli and her staff much success in that new space. Couple of other things coming up next week, which we want to mention. Chamber Connections is happening on Tuesday. So again, if you're calendaring, that's September the 13th. And Chamber Connections is a speed networking event. It is industry exclusive. We will have a limited amount of people there who will go around the table and present their elevator pitch to each other. So that's happening again Tuesday from 4 to 6 o'clock. It will be also at the Chamber's offices, 1 Civic Center Plaza in Poughkeepsie. And we want to thank our sponsor, Ulster Savings Bank, for that event. Please do. You need to call to register for that event. Can't do that one online, so we know that we only have one representative per industry. Next Wednesday, we have a ribbon cutting with Taconic Resources for Independence, celebrating their 30th anniversary. That's happening at 4 o'clock, 82 Washington Street, Suite 214 in Poughkeepsie. A couple of other ribbon cuttings to mention. Next Thursday, September the 15th, we will be with TEG Federal Credit Union, one of our corporate supporters, celebrating the grand opening of their relocated Fishkill branch. 1145 Route 9 in Wappinger Falls. That's again 4 o'clock next Thursday, the 15th. And then the Beichenhuehle House, did I pronounce that right?
Beichenhuehle,
thank you. They're celebrating their 175th anniversary. You'd think I'd know how to say their name. That's coming up Friday at noon. We'll do a ribbon cutting with them.
Another ribbon cutting.
It's ribbon cutting season.
You know it's bad when I start having nightmares and dreams of ribbon cutting.
You got to come up with those rhymes, you know, when you shop, when you dine. You have to figure all that out. So, again, Friday, September the 16th at noon, 21 Beichenhuehle Road in Hopewell Junction. We do want to mention a couple of things to save the date for. On Wednesday, September the 21st is our contact breakfast, and we will have the first of our candidate forums coming up that day. This will be a forum between State Senator Sue Serino and her opponent, Terry Gibson. It's happening again on Wednesday, September the 21st at our contact breakfast at the Poughkeepsie Grand Hotel. That event will be sponsored by Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital. Right after the contact breakfast, again on the 21st, is our Work Local First Job Fair. We'll be talking about that in the next coming weeks. And the Business Expo is coming up. I wanted to get that out there, too. Are you in? Happening again, coming up at the end of October, the 26th of October, but we are reserving booth space now. That event sells out every year. Anyone who's looking to do business with anyone else in the Hudson Valley would want to be a part of that. So you can go on our website right now, www.dcrcoc.org. Search for our Are You In Business Expo and find out everything about that event. Want to mention our, our small business partner of the month for September is County Players. So we want to thank them. They will be our small business partner for the entire month. So that's what we've got starting with the month of September. Busy, as always.
We have a whole host of events lined up for you, and you can find all of our events listed right on our website on the events page by visiting www.dcrcoc.org. And or just go right to Google and put in Dutchess Chamber, and we come up right as number one. Or go right onto our Facebook page and put in Dutchess Chamber, and we're there. You can find our events postings there as well. And you can even get us on your smartphone, right from your chamber app, web.dcrcoc.org. You put that into the browser of your smartphone, and you can have us mobile right on your smartphone device. It'll save an icon right onto the homepage of your smartphone, and you can access everything Chamber of Commerce right from your smartphone. You can look at our events pages. You can get coupons from members. That's a very important aspect
Search
of it.
Search our membership directory. Find the entire thing right there by keyword.
That's right.
Looking for a chamber member who is providing a business, a service, a meal, anything and everything. They're all there.
And, of course, you can always call the chamber's office and talk to Chelsea, 845-454-1700, extension 1000. We've got to take a quick break here on the Weekend Chamber Sunrise Show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by Pete Berman, who's the managing partner for Phoenix Salons and Suites. We'll also be joined later on in the show by our good friends from New Horizons Resources, Mr. Samuel Laganero. He's the executive director, and David McGarry, director of New Horizons Foundation. And hopefully my batteries will be recharged in my tongue. So we'll be back right after this.
Great healthcare is really important. What if you need it in a hurry? If you or a loved one has an illness or an injury that needs immediate attention, but you don't need a trip to the emergency room, relax. Great doctors are standing by at Caremount Urgent Care. Day or evening, weekdays and weekends, we're here for you. You don't need an appointment. With urgent care centers in Poughkeepsie, Fishkill, Rhinebeck, Kingston, Yorktown, Carmel, and Mount Kisco, you're just a few minutes away from the healthcare you need. Have a child that's not feeling right or took a tumble on the playing field? Our highly trained medical staffs at Caremount Urgent Care treats adults and children 7 days a week. Caremount is one of Hudson Valley's largest and most trusted providers of walk-in services in our region. Call us for more details at 1-844-484-6564 or visit us at caremountmedical.com-urgentcare.
And we're back on the Weekend Chamber Sunrise Show, brought to you by Caremount Medical. And we are now joined by our good friend, Mr. Pete Berman, who's the managing partner with Phoenix Salons and Suites. Good morning, Pete. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us here on an early Sunday morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having us. Good to see you, Rich.
Hey, how are you doing? Pete was on the show. We were talking just about a year ago when you're getting ready to launch Phoenix Suites. Is that right?
It's hard to believe. It was a year ago. Yeah. So a year ago, we had signed our lease. We were under construction, and now we've been open. We've been open for, we're coming up on our first anniversary just about 2 months from now. And we have more than 20 salon professionals that have joined us and been with us for a long time. The place is great.
That's awesome.
You've seen it. You've walked through. Yeah. There's just a tremendous energy.
Poughkeepsie Plaza. There, you're sort of an anchor now at the end of the plaza there, just about.
Absolutely. 2600 South Road, Poughkeepsie Plaza, right between Sleepy's and Modell's.
I was shocked at the size of this facility. When we first walked in there, yeah. I mean, it was a blank slate. And I couldn't believe how deep that this space is. How many square feet do you have there?
We're a little over 6,000 square feet to the whole facility. And then each stylist has their own suite. So you have sort of small within big, right? So they get their own space. Mm-hmm. They have their privacy. It's a one-on-one experience for them and their client, but they're within a bigger facility. So they have all the advantages. Modern restrooms, upscale environment, music, all their utilities are included. So you get all the benefits of a big facility, but then you still get that warm feeling of a stylist than just her client.
I was going to say, it's a first-class operation. I mean, everything is done the way it should be done. So if someone is starting up their own shop, maybe you wouldn't get those amenities, but you've provided all of that to them.
Thank you. Thank you for recognizing that, Rich. We really appreciate it. And that's what Gina Rivera, who founded Phoenix Salon Suites, brought to the industry. She said it's too hard for a person, typically a woman who's a stylist, to start a salon, right? These landlords have big requirements. It's very expensive to build out the facility. So she said, why don't we as business people prepare all of that and then get out of the way and let these stylists who are on their feet all day, really doing all of the work and building their own brands, let them sort of reap the rewards and take the money.
So Frank, I know, is a fashionista. I am not, unfortunately. But tell us about Gina a little bit. You would mention her name, and I think she's coming this week. Is that right?
Absolutely. She's coming on Saturday, which is really exciting for us as being involved in Phoenix Salon Suites. But what's really a lot of fun to watch is how inspirational she is for the salon professionals. Think about it. She is their, business icon, the woman who's done it all and then gone on to national success and also been on TV, which is, that's no small feat. There's plenty of people that want to be on TV. So Gina started Phoenix Salon Suites with her husband, Jason Rivera. And they started it with that idea of empowering the stylist. And that's really our goal, right? We're not here as business owners to promote ourselves. We're here to build a facility where the stylist can really be the focus.
Right. And you mentioned it before that you've got small business folks that are trying to start up in an industry where the barrier to entry is just so high, to go in and to enter into a lease, a long-term lease, and you just don't know whether you're going to be able to make it in that location, if it's going to be convenient for your customers, whether you're going to be able to build your customer base, and the expenses that you have to lay out to do that. And here in this model, you have not only a professional, astoundingly professional, clean, over the top design. I mean, just you look around when you step into this place, and I can't believe it's here in Dutchess County. It doesn't belong here. It doesn't feel like, but it is. It's here. It's right in the Poughkeepsie Plaza Mall, and it is just absolutely stunning. The architecture that went into this, the build out that went into this, the thought, the care, and it's so accessible for these stylists to be able to go in and be able to manage. And I think that's an important part of it, because now they're focusing on their business. They're working on their business and not in their business so much. And you've got the tools for them turnkey, ready to go in this beautiful environment where they're among people of like-minded individuals and they're there for a support network. I think it's fantastic. What a great concept. And if you haven't checked out Phoenix Salons and Suites, you can do that by visiting certainly the site over in the Poughkeepsie Plaza Mall, a lot of folks know it as the Marshalls Plaza down on Route 9, and or they can do it online, correct?
Absolutely. So you can go to Phoenix Salon Suites website, and we're listed under the New York location.
Spell Phoenix for us.
Oh, that's right. Good one, Rich. I'm so used to spelling it that way, I can never get to that city in Arizona properly. But it's Phoenix, Phoenix.
Great.
Phoenix Salon Suites. And you can visit us on Facebook, which is probably our most active web presence, and that's Phoenix Salon Suites, Hudson Valley. And Frank, you raised a good point that we are here in Dutchess. We looked everywhere from New York City to the Canadian border throughout New York State. And Dutchess County really had great transportation, had a great business community, and it had good demographics as a business looking to locate. And we've had a really good experience here in Dutchess, and we are looking beyond now for second and third locations.
Great.
But I would encourage anyone listening to this today to look at Dutchess County and specifically to look at the Chamber. I mean, we met with the Chamber well before we were open, and frankly, I think a lot of our success is due in part to our relationship with the Dutchess Chamber.
Thanks for saying that.
Thanks for saying that. That's great. I appreciate it. And I know that you still have some occupancy available within the facility. You have suites of all different sizes and shapes and colors, and you know it's a really fully turnkey facility for stylists. Tell us about what you have available.
So we do. Right now we have about 10 suites available. Our suite service, you know, we focus on stylists because that's the vast majority. But really, it's for anybody in the health and wellness industry. So it can be anyone whose focus is on people and taking care of them. They tend to be around things like styling, nails, pedicure, massage. But then locations across the country even have Botox practitioners, which are usually a doctor or a PA of some sort. So it really can be the broader scheme. Mm-hmm. We have a woman recently who joined us who's a tailor. And she does, you know, fashion-forward tailoring and adjusting of clothing. So it can be really anything within that beauty, health, and wellness arena that fits in nicely. But most important, we're here today to tell you about this coming Saturday, we're having an event. Gina Rivera, star of TV's Undercover Boss, who's also filming a reality show right now related to the beauty industry, will be joining us from 5 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, September 10th. So invite everybody who's listening or knows someone or someone who's listening that wants to tell a friend, come out, join us. We'll have light snacks from 5 to 7. Take a picture, get a signature, and check out our facility.
Great. So Gina Rivera will be there from 5 to 7. And do they need to make a reservation for that or just show up over to the suites and meet her?
Certainly could show up. Reservations are great so you know how much food to order. But, you know, if you think about it at the last minute and you're with your family and you're driving right now, don't go online. Just show up. But if you can, shoot us a Facebook message. Give us a call. Our phone number is 845-651-3811. 845-651-3811. Or you can visit us on Facebook at Phoenix Salon Suites Hudson Valley. Or again, online at Phoenix, without the O, PHENIX, PhoenixSalonSuites.com.
Great.
Pete, it's I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I'm thinking about, you know, how this has traditionally been done, this model and this concept. You've had a chair, and you rent a chair sometimes in the middle of a salon, and you know, you're sharing everybody's stuff, and you've got one receptionist, and you know, they're kind of picking and choosing who gets the walk-ins and that. And this is such a different model than that. You know, I don't want people to picture, you know, the suites as this model where people are renting a chair. These are suites. These are their own entity, almost like your own storefront within the building, which is incredible because not only do they have the support, they've got certainly the receptionist there, but they also have the washers and dryers and this, the whole support network of everyone that's in there. They can sell their own products within the facility. It gives them an entire business. So now they can build their own business model right there on premise. So it's completely different than renting a chair in someone's salon.
You're starting to get to really what drives them, right? Which is great. And it shows your ability to evaluate the customer. Our real customer is the salon professional. And I tend to view it from a business perspective, right? Like their income goes up drastically when they join us. But for most of them, that's not their primary motivator. Right. What their primary motivator is, it's an industry that's challenging. You're on your feet all day. It's exhausting. Think about the next time you're getting your hair cut or you're with someone who's getting it. Listen to the conversation that's going on around that stylist. Now picture them hearing that same conversation all day long. So maybe the woman next to you is telling a story about her spouse. Well, she might tell that story to her six customers, which means you hear it six times. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you have a customer that has some special needs, or I take my daughters for their haircuts. Oh, that's an experience. Some of the conversations that women have with their stylists, you don't want your 12-year-old hearing. So that's one of the great advantages. They're in this setting and they get to have their own conversations. They also control their hours. We provide 24/7 safe access to our facility. So the stylist who does wedding updos and wants to come in at 6 in the morning on a Saturday can easily meet her clients without undertaking any big responsibility of a facility. Conversely, if you were doing shift workers and you wanted to meet them to do their hair late at night, that's great.
That's terrific.
And if you were working for somewhere, you know, with a chair, renting a chair somewhere, you couldn't do that. You'd have to meet them on site, you know, someplace where it's not exactly convenient. You got to bring all your tools. It's not a comfortable environment for you necessarily. You might not do as good of a job as you would in your own environment like this. So I just think it's such a great model and concept. And I'm so glad that you brought it here to Dutchess County. So happy that you chose Dutchess County. And we want to thank you, Pete, for your commitment to here in our region. And I know you're no stranger to a Chamber of Commerce. You're on the board for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I want to thank you for your commitment to that, because I know it's a lot of work to be a board member. And we just are so appreciative to have you here on our show today. So thanks for coming in. Pete Berman, he's a managing partner for Phoenix Salon and Suites. And you can find more information by visiting their website at phenixsalonsuites.com. We've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to be joined by New Horizons Resources, the executive director, Mr. Samuel Laganero, as well as David McGarry. And he is the director of the New Horizons Foundation. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Hang in there.
Great healthcare is really important. What if you need it in a hurry? If you or a loved one has an illness or an injury that needs immediate attention, but you don't need a trip to the emergency room, relax. Great doctors are standing by at Caremount Urgent Care, day or evening, weekdays and weekends. We're here for you. You don't need an appointment. With urgent care centers in Poughkeepsie, Fishkill, Rhinebeck, Kingston, Yorktown, Carmel, and Mount Kisco, you're just a few minutes away from the healthcare you need. Have a child that's not feeling right or took a tumble on the playing field? Our highly trained medical staffs at Caremount Urgent Care treats adults and children 7 days a week. Caremount is one of Hudson Valley's largest and most trusted providers of walk-in services in our region. Call us for more details at 1-844-484-6564 or visit us at caremountmedical.com-urgentcare.
Welcome back to the Weekend Chamber Sunrise Show, brought to you by Caremount Medical. And we are now joined by Sam Laganero, who's the Executive Director of New Horizons Resources, and David McGorry, who's the Director of the New Horizons Foundation. No resources in that one, and I know that because my good friend used to be the Executive Director at the Foundation. And I want to thank you both for coming in this morning, and we're here to talk a little bit about New Horizons. So I want to start out with you, Sam, if we could, please, and just tell us a little bit about what New Horizons is, what you do here in the community, and what services that you offer.
Sure, but I'd like to first give a shout-out to the Chamber. New Horizons has been a long-term member of the Chamber, and in preparing for this morning, I looked back and was really surprised to see that a dozen of our employees benefited from the experience of going through Leadership Dutchess, and even most recently this year we had a graduate. So thanks to the Chamber for making those connections to the community and building the leadership skills of our staff.
Thank you. Well,
thank you so much for saying that. It's about supporting one another. That's why we're here. You know, we become that community liaison between organizations, and that's why not-for-profits become members of the Chamber, because right. We are that connector for the not-for-profits, not only to their sponsors, not only just to the community, but like you're saying, for that leadership development, to foster the development of the future leaders that are going into your board roles, you know, specifically for the foundation. I know the foundation is a key element to what you do and raising funds for the organization, and that's what we're here for. So I thank you for saying that.
Well, thank you. New Horizons is a not-for-profit, and we provide supports to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We've been doing that since 1974. We operate 30 group homes from Millerton to Poughkeepsie to Pequaig and in between, as well as in Ulster County. Most of the supports we provide are residential supports for homes for people in the community. We also provide supports to people who are living at home with their family or to day services at our farm in Hyde Park. I think the best way maybe to understand what we do is to maybe tell two quick stories, if I can, about people we support. Because when we're at our best, the supports we provide are invisible because we're really, our mission is to enable people with developmental disabilities to live fulfilling lives in their communities. And sometimes we see the disability and not the person behind it. People with intellectual disabilities just have trouble learning. It doesn't mean that they can't learn. It doesn't mean that they don't have the same aspirations, hopes, and dreams that we all do. And, you know, recently there were really two great experiences that I think illustrate what we do at our best, as well as the importance of the community in all of this. One was a lady named Karen. She lives in a group home in Ulster County. She's an accomplished artist, a painter. And while we support that work, and that's a good thing, what we were recently able to do is to establish a tie to the community. The Hyde Park Library Annex regularly showcases the work of local artists. And in the month of August, Karen's work was hanging in the annex and open to the community, and people were seeing it. And I know this is hard for your listeners, but I'm passing out just a card which has a winter scene anywhere in the Hudson Valley with a red barn that Karen painted, as well as a still life of an iris as well, just so people can really see that. And that event, that exhibition in August, was capped with a reception for Karen on the 14th, where members of the community and people from throughout New Horizons came to see her work and to meet with her. And at that moment, people saw an artist. Yeah. They didn't see a person with a disability. And so you guys are, you know, are looking at the work. I mean, you're seeing an artist, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's extremely talented. Yeah, I can't do this. I could tell you that.
No way.
So this is absolutely stunning. So is this on display right now?
Well, this is in the Hyde Park Library through the end of August. It might be up a little bit longer. Is that right?
September 15th.
September 15th. Yes. So our listeners can still go into the annex and see this on display. Mm-hmm. If they're interested in buying her works, can they do that?
Sure, they can. Her work is available, and they can contact us at New Horizons, David Magori at nhrny.org. And we'll consider any offer that for the work, then we'll pass that money on to Karen.
That's great.
That's terrific.
You have one other story, Sam?
Yeah, one other story, and this is really close to home to the chamber. Another lady we support, this her name is Allison Hetty. She lives in Poughkeepsie, and this year at the Shaker Awards, the 40 Under 40, she was one of the honorees.
That's right.
And she was honored not because she's a person with a disability, but because of her long and committed history of volunteerism at many organizations.
Right.
And again, so when she was on stage accepting her award, the disability vanished. The person who has all of the drive, goodwill, and achievement was honored. So again, I want to thank the Chamber for helping to make that possible.
Right.
But that's a great illustration of what we do.
To be clear, those winners are chosen by a selection committee who don't know who the people are. They don't know any special circumstances. This isn't the chamber saying, you know, one of the slots should go to somebody from New Horizons or someone with a disability. That was chosen by peers, mm-hmm. basically, based on her accomplishments. So
you took the words out of my mouth, Rich. I was going to say the same exact thing. There's no way for people to know who these individuals are unless they know them one-on-one, and that's not the case, and 90% of the people that are chosen, they're reading the resume, they're reading the accomplishments that these individuals have made, and you'll be surprised how many times I'll get a phone call for someone, and they'll say, "Are you kidding? You chose a food service worker? You know, my daughter's a doctor, but you know something? Look at what this girl has done. She's volunteered her time. She's dedicated herself, her heart, to the community." And, you know, it's just so important that you know that. But I know you have a special event. I want to get to that. You have your fashion show coming up through the foundation. And I'd like to talk about the fashion show. I know it's been a staple here in the Hudson Valley.
Thanks a lot, Frank. What I can tell you is, just like Sam was talking about stories, the fashion show is collaborative with the community as well. But most important, it's an opportunity for the people we serve to demonstrate their talents and to show how they can be a part of their own fundraising. They act as models in the show. They act as volunteers during the show. And it's a fashion show that's held in collaboration with a number of vendors right here across the Hudson Valley. We have Banana Republic. We have the Pleasant Valley Department Store. We have Catherine's in Poughkeepsie. We have Ramblin' Rose in New Paltz. And A Special Place in Fishkill. And they all donate fashions that our people then wear and share with the whole community and advertise for those stores. So it's an event where we are also able to share other things that we've done. And Karen's work is going to be on display during the cocktail hour. A number of other artists who received supports from New Horizons will also be there. And it's on October 6th at 5:30 at the Poughkeepsie Grand, and we'd love anyone that wants to join us.
That's great. They can find out more information on your website?
Yes, they can, at www.nhrny.org.
Such a great event. Been a long staple here in the Hudson Valley, not only supporting local businesses, but supporting New Horizons Resources Foundation. There's a silent auction, fashion show, a great time, a really feel-good, wonderful event. One of my favorites here in the Hudson Valley. So again, that's October the
6th at 5:30 p.m. at Poughkeepsie Grand Hotel.
That's all we have time for here. Have a great day. Bye-bye.